This is Earth and Sky for Monday, July 5th, the day of Earth's aphelion, or farthest point from the sun for this year.
Jeff Holzenthal in Arizona writes, "Growing up, I remember learning that winter came when Earth was farther away from the sun. Later, I was told that when it's winter here in the northern hemisphere, it's summer on the opposite side of the globe due to the tilt of Earth's axis. Which is the real cause for our seasons?"
Jeff, it's logical to think that Earth's distance from the sun might cause a change in the seasons. It's not the primary cause, though, because Earth's orbit is almost circular. Sensitive measuring devices aimed at the sun today could detect that it appears about 3% smaller now than 6 months ago. The planet as a whole is getting about 7% less light and warmth. Still, these are relatively small changes. Our distance from the sun doesn't affect our seasons as much as a planet whose distance changes more. For example, the planet Mars.
Earth has seasons because of its tilt on its axis. We just passed the June solstice, when the sun's rays were striking the northern hemisphere most directly. The more direct angle of sunlight is what makes it so warm outside at northern latitudes. Meanwhile, in the southern hemisphere now, sunlight is striking less directly, and it's winter. Special thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block N. Bird for Earth and Sky.